This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Once Upon an Election, Episode 9.
Harry, darling, this came for you in the mail.
Not now, Carol. I'm one slip away from becoming Premier of New South Wales elect. I must get through these forms. Every T needs to be dotted and every I crossed.
Harry, you might want to see this.
I have enough pamphlets, flyers, documents, diaries and memos in front of me right now. I don't need another one.
It's about your party, dear, and it's very important.
If it's that important, why was it posted instead of emailed? Any and all BOTTOM documents are emailed directly to Dirk and myself.
This isn't a BOTTOM document, it's a BUTT document.
The Betterment of Unethical Trade and Transport Party, but it was never registered. That's why I had to pledge my allegiance to the party for bringing out with the tyranny and trickery of obscure modernism.
But the BUTT party was registered, and these are the registration papers.
That means Dirk Beefeater has double-crossed me. Why, that slimy little... I'm getting him on the phone right now.
Do be careful, Harry. You don't want to say something you'll regret.
Dirk Beefeater, B-O-T-T-O-M party.
I'll give you B-O-T-T-O-M party, you no good. Why, you knew full well that my B-U-T-T party had been registered with the EC, but claimed it was N-A, when in actuality the registration papers had just gone M-I-A.
FYI, Harry, the B-U-T-T party was as good as D-O-A when those papers arrived. You were never going to make Premier, let alone MP. I saw a PTC on the ABC about a mocked-up PhD for your wife from the USA. You don't even have a BA, let alone an MBA, you claim you're a laughingstock.
You get over here ASAP so we can converse, aka go a little UFC on each other so I can claim a KO, Mr. Beef Eater.
I load a punch so full of TNT it'll be replayed on ESPN, my friend.
Friend, don't BFF me. I'll take this matter to the AFP. Who knows, the CSIRO are most likely in the know already. That means the BOTTOM party is destined for the ER. Who's the MD? Who cares? It's beyond help. Send out all the SOSs you like.
Listen to you rant and rave. Where's the political TLC you so easily accessed whilst on the TV or the AM or the FM? You're just scared you won't be a VIP without me. Well, you can RIP. I'll inform PR you're taking permanent R&R. You're no longer a member of the BOTTOM party.
So, darling, how did that go?
Yeah, could have gone better.
Are you still running for Premier of New South Wales tomorrow?
Probably not.
So the next 4 years are looking fairly open, then?
There'll be plenty of vacancies in the diary, yes.
Have you considered early retirement?
Retirement? Splendid idea. 2015, the year Harry and Carol Hardpex begin the next step in their lifelong adventure.
I knew you'd find the silver lining.
There's always hope, Carol, my dear. There's always hope.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.